Autor Sattasisiman, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavin Kajai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kajai. Premsiko Hosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Harigur Bhaktivinoda Kajai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kajai. Vrindavan Dham Kajai. Navadvip Dham Kajai. Mathura Dham Kajai. Jagannath Puri Dham Kajai. Bhakti Devi Kajai. Tulasi Devi Kajai. Yamunamayi Kajai. Gangamayi Kajai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Kajai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. We see that throughout the pastimes of when Krishna was on this planet and Balaram was on the planet. Baladev took the position as servant. So as Baladev wants to serve Krishna, he expands into his sitting place, his throne, or paraphernalia for serving him in so many different ways. As Shesha, he becomes the resting place for Lord Krishna in his form as Vishnu to lie down. So in the same way, he is preparing the womb of Devaki. That's the point here that Lord Krishna is saying, that my expansion has already gone into the womb of Devaki to prepare my going there. Balaram is also known as the original guru. In that sense also, he's assisting the Lord in serving. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but at the same time, there are distinctions. This sometimes it may seem as though maybe a little confusing. How can there be one God, but he appears in so many varieties of forms? Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adhyam purana purusham nava jovanam cha. Unlimited forms of the Lord, expansions. They are compared to the waves of the sea. So they're all one, but at the same time, there's different varieties, different kinds of incarnations. Some of them are guna avatars, some of them are lila avatars, purusha avatars, different types of incarnations. But still, they're the same one. And according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the most significant and important verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ete Changsa Kalapungsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridhyanti Yuge Yuge, is that verse that indicates that all the different incarnations are all coming from Krishna. He's the original source. So, in that sense, we see even in the pastime when Mahavishnu was stealing or kidnapping the sons of a Brahmin in Dvaraka. Most of you know the pastime that a Brahmin, he had a son and the son died, and he was very shocked how such a thing could happen. if there was a proper king, then it would never happen that a son died before his father. So he complained to the king. And anyway, it kept happening. He had another son and another son. Finally, Arjun promised that he would protect the next son. And but that son also died and left. And so Arjuna had made a promise that he would enter fire and give up his life if he could not protect the son. So he was about to do that, but Krishna stopped him. No, come with me. And they went and they traveled to Mahavishnu. And when they went there, then Mahavishnu agreed. He said, yes, I've taken those sons of the Brahmins because I wanted to see you both. Well, I'm so thankful to see you now. So it's inconceivable, on one hand, how the Lord can play different roles, but he can expand himself in unlimited forms, and he's the supreme enjoyer. So everything is for his enjoyment. Just like sometimes we might like to do that. We might think, well, I'd like to enjoy many things at the same time. I'd like to enjoy eating. I'd like to enjoy some thrill ride. I would like to enjoy a comfortable lying down. I'd like to enjoy hearing music. I'd like to enjoy the company of this person, that. So many different things. Where does that desire come from to enjoy varieties of things? It comes from Krishna. He is the supreme enjoyer. He is the Paramparusha. The difference is, well, there's many differences, but one difference is that we can't do it. We can't expand ourselves. Some yogis, they can expand up to 8 or 9 forms if they become proficient in that practice. But then, even they expand, they can only do the same thing. It's like a television expansion. They're not able to do a variety of things at the same time. But Krishna, he can do that. When Narad Muni was visiting Dwaraka, he wanted to see how Krishna was dealing with his 16,108 wives in different palaces. And Narad Muni has the ability that he can travel faster than the speed of mind. As soon as he wishes to be somewhere, he's there. So he first went to Krishna's palace with Rukmini, and he saw Krishna. Krishna received him nicely, worshipped him. Very nice. And Rukmini fanned him with the chamara, washed his feet. Then Narad Muni left, immediately went to another palace, and Krishna was engaged there in a different activity. And it was clear that Krishna had, the activity didn't just begin, they didn't just stage it, that they didn't run from Rukmini's palace over to the next palace or something. It was clear that the activity had already been going on. There was some marriage ceremony of Krishna's children, or he was patting some of his children, or playing chess with his wives, and the chess game also was already underway. So in this way, Narad Muni went to so many different palaces, and he was impressed, astonished, astounded how Krishna is expanding himself in such a way that each one of the queens was thinking, Krishna is my henpecked husband. He doesn't even go to the other palaces. He only stays with me. He's so fond of me. Why does Krishna do that? He does it for his own pleasure, but he also does it for the pleasure of his devotees. In fact, the pleasure that Krishna derives is primarily when he gives his devotees pleasure. Bhaktavatsala, that's one of his names. He likes to give pleasure to his devotees. That's his pleasure. Well, we see that also. We know that to give pleasure to a beloved is even more pleasing than getting some service from the beloved, to do service for the beloved. So, all these different incarnations, they all begin with Balaram. They all begin with Baladev, because from Baladev comes Sankarshan, Sheshanaga, then another Chaturvyuha, quadruple expansion, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev. Then there's Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, then Shirodakashaya Vishnu, and from the Shirodakashaya Vishnu, who resides on the pole star, or in that region, Shveta Dvip, from that incarnation come all the expansions, or all the incarnations for this universe, Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, etc. They're all coming through Shirodakashaya Vishnu, as well as the Super Soul, Antaryami, Paramatma's coming soul. So Balaram, Baladev, we are so fortunate here to be hearing and glorifying him, and he's also personally present. This is the transcendental lila. It's not possible to understand by the ordinary mind how Krishna is doing, because his pastimes are inscrutable. Ataksha Krishna namadi na bhavet graim indriyai sevan mukihi jivado svayam eva spurat yatara. We can get some idea only by devotional service, not with the intelligence. There are so many scholars who have tried to penetrate, to understand, and they can't get it. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. Without bhakti, without devotional service, one can go on studying for millions of lifetimes and he will not be able to understand Krishna. Krishna reveals himself, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upiyantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. And what is that understanding by which they can come to him? Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha. Chakvadeham punar janma naiti mameti sojana. One who can understand the Lord's transcendental appearance and activities does not take birth again in this material world. So we try to understand with our whatever intelligence we have. As best we can. Therefore, we're reading Prabhupada's books. He wanted us to read them. He translated so many books and gave commentary, not just for distribution, also for our own reading. He wanted both. He wanted his books distributed in mass, and he wanted his followers to read them and be able to explain everything. So we'll continue with the purport. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Shatgarbhas. Does this mean that the Shatgarbha asuras were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, He does not do so. This is explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:4-5. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha nachamatstani bhutani pashyame yogam aishvaram bhuta brinna cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. End quote. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and He is not everywhere. So, another comment here. The impersonalists, they appreciate His all-pervasive feature, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, the Brahma Jyoti is His effulgence and the material energy. The Mahatattva is a manifestation of the Brahma Jyoti, in a corner of the Brahma Jyoti. So it's coming from the Brahma Jyoti. But still, the impersonalists, they cannot appreciate the source. Brahmano hi pratishtaham amritasya vyasyacha. Krishna says that I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman. Right in the Bhagavad Gita. And you would think that they call themselves jnanis. They think of themselves as being the great scholars, Vedantas. Haven't they read Bhagavad Gita? How could they miss such an important point? That Krishna says that He is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He also says that everything is coming from Him. The material world, the spiritual world. He impregnates this cosmic manifestation, Prakriti. How could they miss it? Well, that's explained by Lord Brahma. Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhayaha aruya kirchtrena param param tata patantito nadita yushmarangaya. They miss it because avishuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is not purified. Why? Because they have not surrendered to Krishna. They haven't taken shelter of His lotus feet. They don't have any appreciation for the personality of Godhead. Why? Because they're envious. They don't want to surrender and serve. They want to become God instead of serving the Lord. And therefore, they are not endowed. The Lord does not bestow upon them. Naham prakashya sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. He doesn't bestow upon them the knowledge to understand Him properly. Because they're speculators. Speculators don't fare well. Speculators will never be able to understand Krishna. He's not understood that way. He's understood by surrender and devotional service. Continuing in the purport. Everything rests upon Him and yet does not rest upon Him. This can be explained only through the Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Paktyamam Abhijanati Yavan Yaschashmi Tattvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. End quote. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of bhakti yoga: shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, quote, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me, end quote, or end thought, end fear. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. We were hearing that the other day, I think it was yesterday, that Prabhupada said, one of your problems is you don't fear Maya enough. So, a devotee should have a healthy fear of falling down, a healthy fear that Maya will capture him. After all, this is Maya's domain, and the devotee thinks of himself as being very, very fallen and insignificant and weak. He doesn't think that he's learned. He doesn't think that he's advanced. He doesn't think that he's just like there was one episode in connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotee, there was a discussion, and secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was explaining that statement that Lord Chaitanya also said, Mayavadi Basha Shunile Hoya Sarvanash. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi. So if one associates with Mayavadis, all of his Mayavadi Basha Shunile Hoya, everything is lost. Everything is ruined. So how is that? How is it possible if one is a devotee of Krishna, if he just hears from the Mayavadis, how could he lose everything? Sarvanash. And Saurabh Damodar explained that, yes, it's possible. Even one who's on the platform of bhava, bhava means ecstasy and love of Krishna, still, he's susceptible to fall down if he hears this offensive philosophy that the living entity is equal with the Lord. That's how dangerous it is. So we should not underestimate and think that we can go here and there and hear or read different books, read different Mayavadi books and things like that, hearing different philosophies, associating with such persons. We have to be careful, because all these jnanis and yogis, more or less, they're all Mayavadis. If we want to take initiation in their line in some way or another, we have to be very careful, because we're getting contaminated. Continuing in the purport. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Shad Garbha asuras were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons: kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas, bhaktir evainam darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. Another comment. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, one householder devotee asked, what is the definition of a Vaishnava? Lord Chaitanya said, asatsanga tyaga e Vaishnava achar. Very short answer, that a Vaishnava is one who gives up comment. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, one householder devotee asked, what is the definition of a Vaishnava? Lord Chaitanya said, asatsanga tyaga e Vaishnava achar. Very short answer, that a Vaishnava is one who gives up the association.